Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, fabulous Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Bumper Holiday Squiz on Great Women in History. I'm Christy Kijarina. All year in the Squiz Kids Daily Podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. And at the end of every week, we've tested how much you've retained in the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Squiz. But now, because it's the holidays, we're presenting a series of bumper Kids vs. Adults quizzes on a bunch of fun topics to see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, we've got all this week's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend ahead, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be Friday without it. Here's how this quiz works. 10 questions for kids about great women in history, and then 10 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy peasy. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 10 questions. Question number one. Let's jump into the Squiz Kids time machine for the first one and go way back, more than 2,000 years back, to meet this woman. She was the last pharaoh of Egypt and the only one to rule on her own without a male co-ruler. Who was she? Did you say Cleopatra? You were correct. Question number two. Let's skip forward now to the present day to meet another regal woman. This woman died in 2022, but she was the longest serving British monarch. She loved corgis and her head is on all of our coins in Australia. Who is this woman? Just check your wallet. It's Queen Elizabeth II. Question number three. Now, here's a multiple choice question for you kids. Serena Williams is known for being an excellent what? Is it A, a chef, B, a singer, or C, a tennis player? Yeah, that's right. Serena Williams is a tennis player. Question number four. The next question is a true or false question. Almost 14 years ago, back in 2010, Julia Gillard became Australia's first ever female Prime Minister. Is this true or false? Yep, that one's true. Question number five. Anne Frank was a teenager living in the Netherlands during World War II. What is Anne best remembered for? Is it A, writing a diary, B, inventing a game, or C, climbing mountains? Yeah, have you read it at school yet? It's A, writing a diary. Question number six. Which magical series was author J.K. Rowling the creator of? I'm pretty sure you won't need a hint for this one. Of course, it's the Harry Potter series. Question number seven. Okay, this one's a little trickier. This Native American woman helped to establish peace between Native American tribes and English settlers. There's a famous Disney movie about her life, and her name is sometimes translated as Playful One. Who is she? That's right, she's Pocahontas. Did you get that one? Question number eight. 21-year-old Greta Thunberg is famous for her efforts in what? Is it A, fashion design, B, climate change activism, or C, cooking? And I'll give you a hint, she wants the planet to be cooler, not hotter. Well done if you said B, climate change activism. Question number nine. Here's another true or false one for you. Malala Yousafzai is a world-famous race car driver who recently won a Formula One Grand Prix. Is this true or false? It's true. No, it's not. It's false. Malala is a young Pakistani woman who advocates for education of all children and was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. All right. Question number 10. Here's your final question, kids. I was born on December 13, 1989. I was raised on a Christmas tree farm and in 2023 became a billionaire off the back of a concert tour called Eras. Who am I? Yeah, that's right. I'm Taylor Swift. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 10? Reckon you're going to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the old grey matter. Here we go. Question number one. Let's start with a who am I question. I am an Australian athlete who lit the Olympic flame in Sydney in the year 2000. I won gold in the 400 metres and my victory lap, during which I wore both the Australian and Aboriginal flags, is iconic. Who am I? Nice work if you said Kathy Freeman. Question number two. Florence Nightingale, also known as the Lady with the Lamp, is considered the founder of modern what? Is it A, railway signalling, B, nursing, or C, sculpture? Well done if you knew that it was B, nursing. Question number three. This queen of soul music released a rearranged cover of Otis Redding's song Respect in 1967, and it went on to become a feminist anthem. Who is this famous soul singer? That's right, it's Aretha Franklin. Question number four, and here's another great Franklin. Scientist Rosalind Franklin was unrecognised at the time, but we now understand that she played a crucial role in the discovery of what? Is it A, the black hole at the centre of the Milky Way galaxy, B, the wreck of the Titanic, or C, the structure of DNA? You're a clever cookie if you knew that it was C, the structure of DNA. Question number five. Boudica, also sometimes known as Boudicca, was an ancient British queen who led a revolt against which empire? I'll give you a hint. This empire is known for its roads, baths, and a vast army. Nice work, adults, if you said the Roman Empire. Question number six. Here's a true or false one for you. Hollywood actress of the 1930s and 40s, Hedy Lamarr, devised a radio jamming technique during World War II that was essential in the later invention of modern Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS. Is this true or false? Yep, it's absolutely true. She certainly did. Question number seven. She was a famous English novelist known for her critiques of the British landed gentry. Her novels include Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, and my personal favourite, Emma. And in 2017, her face was put on the British £10 note, even though we're not exactly sure what she looked like. Who is she? Well done if you said the amazing Jane Austen. Question number eight. Dame Enid Lyons was the first Australian woman to do what? Is it A, swim the English Channel, B, be elected to the Australian House of Representatives, or C, win a Nobel Prize in Physics? Yeah, that's right. Dame Enid was the first woman to be elected to the Australian House of Representatives. Question number nine. Mary Shelley wrote which famous Gothic novel when she was just 18 years old? Was it A, Frankenstein, B, the picture of Dorian Gray, or C, the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? I love this one too. It's A, Frankenstein. How clever was she? Question number 10, last one for you adults. This great woman in history was famed for her visit to King Solomon, bringing him gifts and testing his wisdom. Her kingdom is thought to have been located in what is now Ethiopia or possibly Yemen, and her story is told in both the Bible and the Quran. And ladies, if you look a little too fancy, your grandmother might say to you, who do you think you are, the queen of where? Nice work if you knew it's the Queen of Sheba. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? That's the end of the quiz, which means now it's time for...
shoutouts.
It's Friday, April 5, National Dandelion Day and National Caramel Day. Two of my favourite things. Maybe I should write a song about that. And a lot of Squiz Kids have celebrated a birthday this past week. So let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. A big happy birthday to Peter from Warrnambool, Emma from Dubbo, Teresa from Prospect, Rada from Greenwich, Cristiano from Mortlake, James, Abigail and Kayla from Sydney, Eva from Miranda, Jeremy from Carlingford, Max from Concord, Campbell from Hillbank, Mia from Mount Gravatt, Ellie from Mount Isa, Jackson and Ellie from Yass, Ruby Lee from West Albury, Aria from Bellevue Hill, Paige from Wellington, Indy from Freshwater, Pippa from Sunshine Coast, Eileen from Launceston, Emily from Barden, Audrey from Ascot Vale, Jasper from Adelaide, Daniel from Waniasa, Sian from Adelaide Hills, Giowa from Castle Hill, Jacob from Lura, Shreya from Middle Harbour, Ida from Bundaberg, Sammy from Rose Bay, Ben from Gravick, Max from Aliangulla, Amina from Belrose, Liam from DY, Adam from Melbourne, Inara from Borkham Hills, and Seb from New South Wales. Whew, that was a lot of you. Also celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend are Clementine from Melbourne, Jamie from Mount Isa, Skylar from Abbotsford, Tyler from Kenmore, Mia from Birrong, Maria from Ivanhoe, Pasito from Pacific Pines, Emily from Norman Park, Lola from Craigieburn, Kayan from Dianella, and Jamie listening all the way over there in Shanghai, China. Don't forget, if you want a birthday shout out, fill out the form on our website or drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Bryce will be back next Friday with a bumper quiz on sea creatures. But if you can't wait that long, jump into our back catalogue where you'll find a whole heap of holiday quizzes from years gone by. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or in the Squiz Kids feed of your favourite podcasting app. And remember, if you subscribe, all this excellent content will magically appear. This is Christy Kidgerina signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.